From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 30th, 2014. This week, in honor of the upcoming Independence Day, we feature a musical history mystery. Have a listen for about a minute to a medley of music about three rivers of great importance to Virginia, and see if you can guess what group of seven key Virginia colonists all had birthplaces and fortunes based on rivers. If you guessed Virginia's signers of the Declaration of Independence, you are right. The medley included parts of All Quiet Along the Potomac Tonight, played by Chloe Benner and Stuart Scales, James River Blues by Old Crow Medicine Show from their 2006 album Big Iron World, and James and York Bluffs by Timothy Seaman from his 1998 album Celebration of Centuries. Because ships were the major means of transportation and commerce when colonial Virginia was developing in the 17th and 18th centuries, the Potomac, James, York, and other large rivers were the locations for settlements and for the plantation homes of wealthy and prominent families. Such families produced the Virginia men who signed the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia in 1776. Those men and the rivers that sustained their birthplaces were Carter Braxton, the Mattaponi River, Benjamin Harrison, the James River, Thomas Jefferson, the Rivanna River, brothers Francis Lightfoot Lee and Richard Henry Lee, the Potomac River, Thomas Nelson Jr., the York River, and George Wythe, Back River, a Chesapeake Bay tributary in present-day Hampton. Thanks to this week's musicians for permission to use their music, and let's look forward to July 4th, with about 15 more lively seconds of James River Blues. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.